Hello.
Hi,
my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in your area today. We'd like to answer a few questions on a confidential basis. Before I begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I am not driving, and I am in a place that I can talk safely.
Thank you. With the following, I would like to ask you, first, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
In the city.
And what is your zip code?
95209.
Thank you very much. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
And are you or is anyone in your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or a teacher's association?
No.
Okay. And what year were you born?
1958.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience, which of the following best describes you? You identify yourself in some other way, a woman or a man?
I didn't understand the question. Am I supposed to say that I'm either female or male, or what am I supposed to say? I don't understand the question.
Yeah,
okay, I am a woman.
Okay, thank you very much. And with the following, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
And are you white, Caucasian, African-American, black, Asian-American?
Caucasian.
Thank you very much for your patience. And then what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
I graduated from college.
Okay. And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 years or younger from whom you are the parent or guardian?
Zero.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Here's the first
one. Is there
one
for I don't know them? Is there something for that?
Yes, if you don't know them, let me know.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Here's the first one. Teachers union, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Mayor Kevin Lincoln?
Somewhat favorable.
Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller?
I think that's Stockton Unified, and we don't live in Stockton Unified, so I don't really know.
Okay, and thank you again for your patience. And now, what about traditional public schools in Stockton? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about public charter schools in Stockton?
Somewhat
very
favorable.
Okay. What about magnet schools in Stockton?
Somewhat favorable.
Private and parochial schools in Stockton?
Somewhat favorable.
And what are some of the reasons for your somewhat favorable opinion of public charter schools in Stockton? In your own words, in a small phrase, please.
Oh my gosh. I think they focus on education as opposed to social issues.
I think they focus on education. Is that correct?
Yeah, rather than social issues.
Rather than social issues.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No.
Okay, and thank you so much for your patience. Moving along to the next one. Now, would you say public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their children's needs? Very important. Okay. And do you think the local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
And thank you again for your patience. From what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton? Do you strongly favor it, somewhat favor it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat oppose it.
Okay. And thank you again. Now, I'm going to read you some words and phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all. Here's the first one. Are tuition free? Describes them very well, somewhat well?
Very well. Very
okay.
well.
What about a public school? Are public schools?
That doesn't seem to, I don't understand that question.
That's all it says, are public schools. But if you're not sure about it, just let me know and I'll just move on to the next one.
Yeah, go ahead and move on. I didn't understand. That to me is an incomplete question.
The other one says, help improve the entire public school system.
Oh, it needs to be improved, yes.
It describes them very well, somewhat well.
Very well.
Serve mostly low-income students.
I think that's somewhat accurate.
Are open to all?
Yeah, very, very accurate.
Serve mostly students of color?
I don't know.
Are nonprofit?
True. Are these still about the charter schools?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, our nonprofit. I don't think that's the case. I don't know what my options are, but I mean, these are not very well worded questions.
Okay, for the nonprofit one, do you want for me to mark down describes very well, describes somewhat well, not too well, not well at all?
Not too well.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. We're starting to wrap this up, and over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
It's become less favorable.
Less favorable. And with the following, what are the reasons of the reason your opinion of traditional public schools are becoming less favorable? Over in your own words,
sorry.
In a phrase.
I have a friend who works for Stockton Unified as a teacher. And, well, I have several friends who work for Stockton Unified, and they do not feel well supported, and they feel that the administrations have been corrupt.
Okay, so this is what I have. I have a couple of friends that work for Stockton School District or Unified District.
Yeah.
Unified?
Yeah, it's Stockton Unified School District.
Okay. And what was the following after the Unified?
They feel that they are not being supported by the administration and that the district administration is corrupt.
They feel that they're not being supported by the administration, and they feel that it's also corrupt.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for your patience. And moving along here to the next, and thank you again. If a candidate running for a office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
Probably no effect on my vote.
And thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say that the only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Would you say always, sometimes?
Always. But I'm not in Stockton Unified. City of Stockton is divided into three different school districts, and I'm not even in Stockton Unified.
Okay. And thank you again. We are 95%. We're almost done here. Which one of the two pieces of information makes you the most favorable about public charter schools?
What are the two things?
No, I'm asking you, which one of the two pieces of information the information that I've been giving you so far about public charter schools, if there is any.
I can't say. I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. And moving
I have friends whose kids are in charter schools, and that's more why I'm more favorable.
Okay. And moving on, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
And please listen to a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin County. Here's the first one. The proposal is to create an early college school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students would graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid magnificent internship, and be ready for jobs or for future college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal?
I'm sorry, could you read that one more time?
Sure. This proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students would graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internship, and be ready for jobs or for future college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal?
I support it.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support it.
And which of the following is the reason you most support this proposal? Receive college credits while in high school, or paid internship, technical certification and quality for a job, greater career opportunity, or reducing the money spent on college education?
Greater career opportunity.
Okay. And from which one of the two following, if any, do you get most of your information about? National or local issues? National, local TV networks or cable TV? Social media? Regional newspapers such as Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicles? University Telemundo or Spanish language radio? Local newspapers such as the Stockton Record? Local TV news? Local radio stations such as 19 National Public Radio?
Okay, I would say I get most of my news from the Stockton Record.
Okay. And just a few more questions for statistic purposes only. Are you currently employed? A student?
Yes.
Stay-at-home parent?
I'm employed.
And in politics today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm registered to vote as a Republican.
A strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Very strong Republican.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Upper middle class, maybe.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
Well. Thank you.